All right, strip club stories.
This could be stories. It could be the names of the legendary strip clubs in your area.
Right.
You know, we had Stage Door Johnny's here in East Haven.
Right.
On the island, there was Billy Dean's Showtime Cafe.
Okay.
In North Belmore.
Right.
Which I'm assuming North Belmore, probably a pretty nice club, no?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Mm. Then they had Cafe Royale in Babylon.
Right.
I'm figuring that was Skankfest.
Right.
Which is fine. That's kind of what you want. When you're going there, this is what you want.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I remember a club called the Tender Trap.
The Tender
Trap?
Yeah, and you did that.
That just sounds like someone from NBC is going to come out with a camera.
Yeah.
I think it was because of their chicken wings. They were so tender.
Exactly. Ah, the Tender Trap.
The buffet.
Right. Yeah, from what I understand, no.
All right, so strip club stories or strip clubs in your area, 877-764-2535. Star is on. Now, you were not a stripper. You were the greeter, correct?
Right. I was the hostess.
Right. With the mostest, yes.
But then I did learn how to dance, and my friend and I, we like to teach classes now, so it's wonderful.
You teach classes now?
Yes, we do.
Is it clothing optional?
Sure.
Okay, just checking.
Sure.
Not for me.
What do you mean?
Not for me. Like, you know, if you're teaching me to learn how to dance like a stripper, so it's clothing optional.
Do you know how it works?
Like some
you start
wear,
with your clothes
right,
on.
Right, but then you take it off, yeah.
Right. Piece at a time.
Exactly.
I focus more on the gymnastics.
He'd be the worst stripper ever.
I would be, yeah.
It's like he'd come out naked. It's like, dude.
Right.
No. Yeah, but he's going to make more that
it's
way.
It's a good tactic, right. Yeah, give me money to put the clothes back on. That's right.
Okay.
I got hundreds being thrown at me.
That's a good
put
one.
Put your pants on, for Christ's sake.
All right.
Yeah.
AJ, you're not ugly, but no, it's more for like the fitness aspect and the gymnastic art aspect of it. But
right. Pole dancing, not easy. You need tremendous upper body strength.
Seriously, yeah.
And midsection.
Right.
Bingo.
All right. So tell us, some of these girls who are coming in to apply for the job, would they bring people with them?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Always. People, I remember this one girl, she comes in and she's with an older lady, like not that much older, but older. You could tell there was an age difference. And we were trying to figure out if it was her mom, her sister, her friend, her cousin. It was her own mother.
Oh.
And her mother knew that she was there to check out the club because she wanted to work there potentially.
Oh, she brought her mom.
Yeah, and to scope the place out. Yeah, mom, can I work here? They have a free lunch on Tuesdays.
So the mother comes over to me and she's like, hey, I know you work here. What's it like? I said, well, you know, it's not like that place in Tallinn that the FBI raids all the time. It's a pretty classy place. I don't think there's much to worry about.
Right. We're not in the news a lot, so we're good. Yeah.
Tell me about this place. Well, the FBI hasn't been here like that other place,
so that's
a good sign.
Right. The health department wants, but it's been taken care of. Yeah.
I'm like, I'm working here, and I'm just a regular person.
Right.
You know?
That's fine. Hey, Mom, I'm going to apply for a job at one of those clubs. Will you come with me, please?
Yeah, it's one of those helicopter moms. Yeah.
Did she
go to the interview?
Right. That sounds like a stripper, like, move.
Right.
The helicopter mom.
Right. Yeah. Oh, man.
She's on the pole spinning.
Honey, no, you gotta spread them wider.
The Please. Mom gets on the pole and spins, and the daughter's down below.
Please welcome Sikorsky.
And now, Blackhawk.
Right.
Lee.
Hello?
I thought it was Morse code for a second.
Yeah, is this Morse code?
It's a clicky
Are
person.
Are you tap dancing?
And then what happened? What, are you riding a horse? What is that noise?
Lee.
Definitely typing.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, this is Lee.
Are you tap dancing? Morning. What's going on?
Just let's get the call.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes, hi. I heard AJ talking about a place called the Tender Trap, and it triggered a memory from when I lived in Florida. And we had a place down there called the Booby Trap.
Booby Trap.
What a great name for a strip club.
Love
the
that.
Booby Trap.
Right.
And the Booby Trap got raided.
Oh.
As you might suspect.
Yes.
If you're a cop, isn't it the most fun place to raid?
Yeah, you got
to
go home and shave.
Anyway, I just thought that was a great name you should hear.
That is a great name.
Booby
Thank you, Lee.
Work for me.
Doing strip club stories. 877-764-2535. There could be stories or the name of the place that was in your town when you were growing up? 877-764-2535. Chaz and AJ in the morning. Star was one of the greeters at a strip club in Connecticut.
Yes.
And she's sharing stories with us. Joe.
Yes, sir.
Hey.
How are you?
Good. Thank you. Ruth, as you're filling in for Phil, just tell them when you hear your name, just start your story.
Are you a zipper?
All right. Go ahead.
Start your story, Joe.
You know what? You're right. I did hear that in the back of my mind.
Hold on.
And it didn't register. Good catch,
this,
AJ.
This is not that kind of number you're calling.
What are you wearing?
Yeah, what do you got,
Joe?
So I had a strip club in Wilkett. It's got to only be the one. I can't remember the name of it, but...
Well,
you guys remember the guy Eddie Vlindebroth used to take all those iconic photos in the 90s of celebrities where his hands were covering all the breasts on the covers of the magazines. I got to do that to Gina Lynn, the porn star, was a guest stripping there at the time.
Really?
Wow.
Whoa. Yeah.
Okay, I missed this whole thing with the hands.
Right.
I just remember Janet Jackson was on the cover of Rolling Stone with someone doing that to her boobies, and I was like, man.
Yeah. What's that pay?
I would pay.
Yeah, right. I think he pays them, yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently that guy's famous for being the same set of hands anytime you see it.
Okay, so that was a thing back then, and then this porn star shows up at the club in your neighborhood, and you go there.
Right.
And what were they charging for this?
They were not. She was, just stunning in person.
Oh, my God.
And it was a weekday. It was bullet hole, knife stab, knife wound Wednesday. So
knife wound Wednesday.
Okay, that's a great night.
That's a tough club.
That's always a good one.
Yeah, there was Lady Laceration night, too.
Knife wound Wednesday. We're gonna have, you know what? We're gonna do a show. We're gonna do a subject knife wound Wednesday. You call them with your knife wounds.
Nice.
All right.
Yeah, second Saturday. You know how it goes. But I got the picture taken with my girlfriend, and then later to be mother of my child. And she threw it out later on because she didn't like the way she looked in the photo.
Oh,
women.
Yep.
How many pictures have I not been able to post because the wife says,
Right.
Okay. You have no idea. Right.
With
struggle.
AI now, I'm like, take her out.
Struggle I go through with that.
Right. Yeah. At least one photo, yeah.
Wow, so you don't have to picture anymore.
I couldn't be mad because, she was cool enough to even be there with me, and I let alone.
That's true.
You had an agreement. That works.
I'm looking up Gina Lynn now just to see what we're talking about here.
Get off the Wi-Fi here.
Right. Whoops. It says malicious site block.
Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying. She is very stunning.
Wow.
Wowie. Yeah, very nice.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, man.
All right, we have an anonymous on the line.
Oh, good.
I like anonymous.
By Gina Lynn.
Anonymous?
Okay, guys, here's the story. I go out to dinner with a couple of my buddies, and we decide to go for one drink at the strip club.
One drink.
It's the middle of winter. We get, me and the other guy get a little lap dance. We go back to the car to leave. My other buddy says, "You two stink like strippers."
Oh.
I'm in my wife's car. It's 1 o'clock. She's going to be in that car at 8 a.m.
Right.
So what I do, I drop my boys off. I go to McDonald's. Go through the drive-thru. I'm sitting there eating my McDonald's, trying to get the McDonald's stink all through the car. Not to mention I was on a diet then.
Right.
Somebody pulls, a car pulls up. Guy knows me. He says, "What are you doing?" I said, I was at the strip club. I smell like a stripper. He said, "Take the French fries and rub them all over you. Okay. You'll be fine." I was taking those French fries, rubbing them all over me. Left the bag in the car. The next morning, my wife calls me. B5 Farm. I smell McDonald's.
No.
I said, yes, you do.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was, yeah. She said B5 Farm.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
Who was she, a giant?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank God she smelled like filet of fish earlier.
The plan worked perfectly, though, which is great, because he's like, oh, you caught me, right. McDonald's.
I'm a, you know,
you
caught me.
Yeah. I'm a bad
you
boy.
Me.
Yes.
Oh, my God. That is tremendous.
That's awesome.
But then she was like,
thanks,
why
guys, love
put-
you.
Thank you. What was that, Ruth?
But then she was like, why did they put glitter in the fries at McDonald's?
I bought a Hallmark card.
It's almost impossible to cover the smell of a stripper.
Yeah.
He did it with French fries.
Nice. Write that down.
I've heard people use, like, they go to the gas station.
Right.
And you just,
gas.
Little drop of gas on your hands.
Right.
Pff, go
right.
on.
Right. One match. Car's done. Can't smell it out.
Oh, I thought of something else.
Right.
They would wear, like, a special type of cover-up for their bodies.
Yeah.
And then that would get on the customers. And they'd...
Oh, yeah.
So, like, I just put cover-up on my face. Some of these girls are putting it, like, on their thighs.
On their legs.
Right, yeah. Yep.
On their stomach.
It's too much.
Or, like,
then it gets on the seats of your car.
Yep.
It gets on your clothes, and then you know.
Yeah.
It's not just the glitter. There's, it's the, like...
You were hanging with Max Factor, yes.
Mm, nice. Not good.
Andrew Lester.
Is that pancake?
Did you say you're hanging with Max Factor?
Yes.
Jeff.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi, good morning.
So, Westport used to have a strip club called Crazy Vin's, and it was right across the street from the oldest gay bar in the United States, which I thought was hilarious, because... Right. You know, if you ever wanted to change sides, you could. So I used to be the fast food manager at Burger King there when I first moved out here before I was married. I won't put that out there for sure. The women and the bouncer would come through at night and flash. The women would flash me, and they'd get free food at right. Burger King.
Wow.
And then Crazy Vinnett was known that his jukebox, because you had to pay, you know, the strippers would come up to you and ask for five or
jukebox.
Paid for his kids' college. That's how much money he made.
Damn.
Wow.
Yeah, that's when yep. stripper college.
And stripper, you know, strippers have to pay to dance. You know that, right?
I had no idea.
It's a cut of their take, right?
Gotcha, right.
Oh, no. My cousin Vinny owns a strip joint in Stamford.
Oh, okay.
No, you have to. The strippers have to pay anywhere between $300 and $600 to dance that night. So the club is guaranteed to have money. Plus, the strippers have to pay half of the lap dance money to the club.
Wow. And they came to see you because you were the home of the Whopper.
Chaz and AJ in the morning. It's Strip Club Stories. Right now we're doing Strip Club Stories. Star is our resident strip club worker.
Yes.
She was not on the stage. She was at the front door greeting people.
Yes.
We're taking your calls, 877-764-2535.
So the last guy that called in, he's right. There are fees the strippers pay, the dancers, but it depends on the club. We went over that. Should I go over that again?
I'm okay. Are you okay?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm not planning to strip anytime soon. So we're good.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
If I change my mind, I'll get back to you.
If I ever do go into stripping, I will call you.
Yeah, like, what's the rate? Where should I go? Like a placement service.
But just quickly, is that something for all strippers? I was thinking the top strippers could do whatever they want, whenever they want.
They're independent contractors, so the house needs to make some type of money off of them.
Right.
They can't keep all of their money. The other thing, too, is that depending on the schedule, some girls will come in and say, well, I want to work tonight. And the club would say, no, you're not scheduled to work tonight. And so they would put the girls that really brought in the customers, you know, Friday, Saturday, sometimes Sunday night. And then the more average paying out girls would get, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I only worked Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then Monday night.
They don't have an old timers night, do they?
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
There's one you don't want to go.
Sometimes the girls that were the average looking girls, they would make more money because the customers thought they had like the chance maybe to get them.
Right. Yes. Yeah, they're homesick.
So they would spend more money on them. It was fascinating.
By the way, that's true with just girls in the bar.
Yeah.
The hot girls, only so many people are going to walk up and have the balls to do that.
Exactly.
And then the average girls, yep, they're going to get all the attention.
Yep.
Right. Exactly.
I will never forget the story of the guy rubbing French fries all over himself to erase the stripper. And then his girlfriend says, fee, fi, fo, fum.
Right.
Fee-fi-fo-fum!
It's a fairy tale marriage.
Hey, Jack. Fee-fi-fo-fum! I smell McDonald's French fries.
Who's been climbing up your beanstalk?
Love this segment.
Interesting.
Let's go to Sal. Hey, Sal.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. A few years ago, buddies and I were out, you know, frequenting the strip joints, and we were all pretty much hammered. And back then, the eight ball coats were a big thing, you know, with the leather coats with the big eight ball.
Had a big eight ball on it.
And, exactly. So we were, you know, drinking, having a good time, and all of a sudden, she comes back in, and she said, I was shocked. And at that point, she was beautiful, so we all became drunk doctors.
Okay.
So we put her up on the bar to find the bullet. The bullet went through the fat of her leg and ended up in her pants, in her underwear.
Oh.
But it was just funny as hell because all of a sudden there's like six guys. We're doctors.
Right.
We put her up on the bar.
Right.
She was shot. Awesome.
Right.
They tried to
she was that bad?
They tried to steal her coat and they shot her.
Wow.
And you guys were like, okay, we're doctors.
What a lovely place you must have been to.
Yeah, there's our chance. We're doctors.
Yeah, it was called the ER.
Oh, that's Gunshot Tuesdays down at...
Right. different kind of shots that night.
Yeah. It's shot night. And this guy was confused.
It was that
Tuesdays. Yeah. Oh,
my God.
Wow.
Where was that Tuesdays?
Oh, yeah.
Where, in Bridgeport?
Yeah, it was that Tuesdays, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, Bridgeport.
Oh, wow.
I used to DJ there.
Oh, wow.
That's where the girls are.
20-something years ago.
Yeah.
That was before I was married, yeah.
Yeah.
You went through the fat of her leg.
It's always before everyone was married. No one's ever been to strip club after.
Right, right.
Except for French fry guy.
Right.
V-5-0-fum.
A couple years ago, I was at an establishment with some friends, and my wife says, she calls me up and says, what are you doing? I said, we're hanging out with some friends. And he said, do you don't want me to tell the boys where you are? I'm like, yeah, they'll come down. We'll have a great time.
See, that laugh was very evil.
That laugh was devious.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes,
thank
it
you.
Was, yes.
All right, Sal, thank you.
And then, all right, thank you. Have all a good day.
Yeah, pace
see,
yourself.
This is what happens every time. Everybody calls right before the top of the hour,
yeah,
and we got to go.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm like, oh, I don't want to end. I don't want to end.
Yeah. Well, can we stay? Can we stay? Yeah.
All right. Star, thank you again for coming on and doing this. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
You got it. Awesome. Whatever you need.
Thank you.
Bye.
Oof, I love her voice.
See, when you say that.
Fee, fi, fo, fum.
She knows how to get the money.
I smell McDonald's French fries.
I'll buy some fries now.